or false, the Aperol Spritz is not a good drink. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show, and if you're like, what the heck is an Aperol Spritz? Good question. I didn't know until Alex brought it up here. It looks like to me, from my little observations of it, Alex, it's almost like a Capri Sun, which of course is why you would be talking about it, right?
An Aperol Spritz, in my opinion, is one of the best drinks of all time, but there is this viral story. Some guy at the New York Times wrote that all over Twitter people are retweeting it and debating. He says the Aperol Spritz is not a good drink.
He did this just to get people triggered because I'm... tried one about 2 months ago. One of the best drinks I've ever had in my life.
It's best.
So refreshing.
So what is it then? Because I don't have a clue. I'm a guy that's like, I'll take a Manhattan or a gin and tonic.
It's Prosecco or sparkling wine, a little bit of Aperol, and then a splash of soda water and like a little bit of citrus that you put it in a glass over ice, a little garnish of an orange wedge, and you serve it.
So that doesn't sound terrible.
No.
I don't know if it'd be my thing, but you like that sweet kind of a drink?
And you get it in like a wine glass.
Yes, but it's not over the top sweet, because I don't like over the top sweet, and it's really not, and it's kind of fizzy. I think it's super refreshing, and also it's really good if you're hungover.
How
it's
is that?
Perfect, because the bubbles from the soda water and the Prosecco help to settle your stomach, and the citrus is just very refreshing, that it helps the nausea that you might get when you're hungover. It's just an all-around perfect drink when you're hungover.
I have alcoholic experts surrounding me. I'm very, very lucky to have this in my life. 833-JOE-ALEX. Has anybody actually tried one of these and actually liked it? Or do you agree with this guy from the New York Times saying, oh, this is disgusting?
He says that the drink lacks complexity. And
I would agree. It sounds really basic to me.
Says if it is not served immediately, the ice will melt and dilute things. So then you get a watered-down version of something that's not even the best expression of the drink. But the thing is, an Aperol Spritz is, it's light. I think it's sexy. It's served in Italy a lot during breakfast. Instead of a mimosa, what they do in Italy is they bring you an Aperol Spritz and you're supposed to drink that like a palate cleanser type of thing while you're eating breakfast. I'm 99% sure that I was told that before. I've never been to Italy myself.
No, it is. It's really big in Italy.
Okay.
I do know that.
So
it
is an Italian drink.
Pork chop, bro. Have you ever heard of an Aperol Spritz before? Have you ever tried one?
I actually have not.
Okay.
They're really good. And this guy who wrote this article, him saying that that's any freaking drink, you
I was
going
to say that,
that's
too.
That's any drink. That's even if you order like a soda.
Yeah.
Or like
vodka cranberry,
yes,
anything.
Anything with ice. Obviously, if it melts, it dilutes the drink. Duh.
Moscow
also,
Mule, Mojito.
Two, him saying it isn't complex enough. It has like five different ingredients. This is the guy that wants like evaporated like vodka.
So
and just wants to like inhale it or some crazy stuff
where
like
that.
Where
is this at so people can actually chime in and decide if it's a good drink or not?
It's on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, and also on Instagram. You can vote at Joe and Alex Show.
Go ahead, Alex.
To be called a spritz, a drink has to loosely follow this formula: 3 parts bubbly, 2 parts bitter, 1 part soda. Add citrus. It is such a simple, easy, sexy, flirty drink.
Yes.
And it's pretty in Instagram pictures. It's like the dream drink.
And also the bitters really, really help to settle your stomach as well.
If you're not on the Aperol Spritz train, where
get
have you
off.
Been?
Like, get off.
I think I've been run over again because I don't know what they're talking about.